Ladies and gentlemen, joining us from the morning show, it is Mike Calta. What's up, Mike?
I would like to act as the supervisor.
Oh, very good. All right.
Questions.
It's good. I'm the applicant sitting down. Here we go.
What job is this for?
This is for afternoon drive on. It's for an on-air job at 102.5. The phone, as you know, we're going all talk now.
Oh.
Yeah, do you see yourself as somebody who could do all talk radio?
Oh, I definitely would love to do all talk radio. There's nothing that crushes my soul more than having to play stupid music records when I'm on the radio.
Good. I'm glad. I think you can do it, too. Problem I have, Drew, is we have a pretty full board of people on staff right now.
Mm.
If you can, tell me, play boss for a second.
Mm.
Play boss and listener. Tell me who you would remove from the payroll of 102.5 The Bone so that I clear up some money to bring on the Drew Garabo show.
Yes. Okay, it's a great question. All right, Mr. Calta, I would leave our morning show intact because obviously everyone there is a power player and they're very valuable to their jobs and I consider them all friends. So I wouldn't touch your morning show right now. I know that in...
So you'd pick a friendship over a proper business.
I'm not sure yet. I haven't eliminated them. I'm just moving on to the Roger and JP show. I know that resting bitch face doesn't make a lot of money, so knocking her out of there isn't going to do a lot for the payroll. I might leave them alone. Your afternoon drive show seems to be pretty good. I don't know about these night guys. Everything from Billy Madison to the Bone Daily Rewind show. To be honest with you, Mr. Calta, I don't know that that's the right way to allocate your funds, and I might nuke that whole thing in order to make room for the inflated salary that you're hopefully going to pay me.
Any suggestions on when we would do that night slot if we were to, by the way, I completely concur, if we were to wipe out those two shows and if we freed up out of those two shows, I don't know, 18, 19 extra grand, what do you think would be fitting for a nighttime show on 102.5 The Bone?
It's a revolutionary idea that I've thought about for years that could only increase the ratings, and that is a show that featured a donkey farting into the microphone for 3 hours straight a night. People would tune in every day to hear the length of the farting, the different styles of farting. So donkeys farting at night from 6 p.m. until midnight, I think, is the future of radio, especially here in Tampa.
Let me get this straight. It's not that I disagree with you at all. Two questions. One, how do you guarantee that the donkey continues to fart for 3 hours?
Mm.
And two, if I can just reiterate, you're saying that a donkey farting into a microphone would be more entertaining than the current night programming on The Bone.
It's not for me to judge the entertainment factor.
Don't waffle.
Mr. Calta, I don't know who that was that just spoke. But I would say probably more economically viable and compelling. Yes, sir. That's what I'm saying, Mr. Calta.
I got to tell you, I think you have some great ideas. And one final question, do you like men?
Thank you, Michael. Have yourself a great afternoon, and thank you for weighing in.
You're hired.
Thank you. I love men. I love to be manhandled. I love you.
Well, it's just a little quick under oath right now.
Robert, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Well, Mr. Garabo, my question to you is, as you already know, being in the radio industry, the words that are coming out of your mouth is an extension of your personality.
They are.
So here at Cox Media Group, we want to know what type of personality value do you bring to the programming that we're going to offer? And also on top of that question, if we had to switch our programming, how would you alter your personality to where you would still get a return on a good investment in your voice?
I don't want to work for somebody who uses stupid terms like personality value, so I'm going to go ahead and say you can keep your stupid job if you make up terms like personality value. I have no interest in working for you, ass clown, but good luck in staffing your position, and you'll be fired within a year.
Great. All right, thanks.
Good day. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Hello, Reggie. Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. It's a job interview.
Hey, Drew. I'm going to preface my question by saying, are you familiar with the TV show Metalocalypse?
Metalocalypse? No. I'm familiar with Metal Lot of Lips, but not Metalocalypse. Tell me about it.
Okay, well, it's going to kill the joke then anyway, but one of the greatest questions ever was asked on that TV show, one of the greatest interview questions, by Toki Wartooth, and the question is, what can you has most the least?
Excuse me?
Exactly.
What can I has most the least?
Yes, that's what happens when you have someone who is Swedish and does not understand English asking interview questions.
I see. Thank you. I decline the job. Steve, go ahead. It's Drew Garabo Live's job interview.
Hey.
Hey.
Kind of like a quick fire guy. I had a job interview once, and the guy asked me his question. You're driving a bus going from Palm Harbor to Daytona Beach.
Ugh.
And Palm Harbor, you start with 32 people. In Tampa, you drop off 7, pick up 8. And Plant City, you pick up 9, drop off 10. And then you make it to Daytona Beach where everyone gets off the bus. What's the name of the bus driver?
Me. I'm driving the bus, Drew Garabo.
Exactly. You got it.
Yeah, bro. Good job.
The reason we're asking job interview questions is because an NFL prospect says the Atlanta Falcons asked him about his sexual preference during a combine interview. Allie, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, the question I was asked was, among your coworkers, would you rather be feared or respected?
Well, I've never been either to any coworker, but I would much rather be respected than feared. I have no desire to instill fear in anyone's heart, and it would be wonderful if people would respect me, but I can't ever see that happening because this is radio. But that's a pretty good question, so hold on one second. We're going to hook you up with some tickets to go check out Slipknot.
Do people pick feared for that question?
There are certain people who would. I don't want to work for people like that. Wouldn't you rather be respected than feared?
Yeah, I'm both, though.
You certainly are. Meet Maine.
What's up? It's the Meat Man.
What's good, Meat Man?
Not much. So, we have to picture this. We're in a restaurant, me and you, I'm interviewing you. You're interviewing for Meat RS as a salesman. And here at Meat RS, we take dedication to be our number one pride as part of this family. And how dedicated are you to this job and on getting this job, Drew? How dedicated?
Very dedicated. I want meat.
You want meat. And we want you to sell our meat. It is my birthday. Are you that dedicated to sing happy birthday to me in this restaurant right now, Drew?
Yes, sir, boss, man, in this restaurant right now.
Yes, sir. It is my birthday, and if you want this job, you have to sing happy birthday.
Happy, happy birthday. Today's your special day. I'm singing up this stupid song to wish you happy birthday. Happy birthday, Meat Man. You're another year old. Hope you eat this stupid food before it gets real cold. Happy birthday, Meat Man. Yay!
Welcome to Meat RS.
Woo! Meat RS. Meat RS. Awesome.
Congrats.
Man.
You got a few jobs today.
It's awesome. I'm diversifying my portfolio.
And you stormed out of a few interviews.
727-579-1025. Personality values, what does that even mean?
Hello, here we go again. This is the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Track of the Day. Don't tell any of your stupid friends. Shh. Yeah.
Mom bomb. Who's ready to mom bomb? You ready to mom bomb?
Oh, you know it, son.
Nikki, you ready to mom bomb?
Yeah.
Let's find out if my mom is ready to mom bomb. What's up, mom?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Welcome to the 5 o'clock mom bomb. Get ready to get mom bombed.
Okay, but I will not discuss my polyamory with you.
Fair enough.
Okay.
But did you and Dad ever consider it?
Did I just tell you I'm not discussing it?
Mom bomb!
Mom bomb!
You told me off the air that you think your parents used to be swingers.
I never said that. They had other friends who were couples, and when I was an adolescent, I would wonder if some crazy shenanigans were to go on. Plus the fact
that— Along those lines, I am so proud of you for trying sardines.
What the hell does that have to do with anything?
Bob!
So my mom is neither confirming nor denying that some of their couple friends got a little swappy.
With the sardines in mustard or oil?
That's
or
a mom bomb. There was no sauce in the sardines. They were just packed in their natural gelatinous-type substance. Were any gelatinous substances exchanged between you and your couple friends? Mom bomb! Seth, do you have a question for my mom for the 5 o'clock mom bomb?
Yes, Mrs. Garabo, I heard that you mailed a check to your son and for your grandson when they visit New York City, and I heard that Drew accidentally threw that check away. I just wanted to know if you wouldn't mind sharing. How much did you actually send your son for food in New York?
As a matter of fact, I would mind.
Mamba!
Mamba!
Let's put it this way. It was more than $20.
That's what I like to hear. That'll get us a couple slices of pie.
How much do you think it is, Drew?
If I had to guess, knowing my mom like I know my mom.
$500?
That's just my guess.
Wow!
I have a very generous mom and dad who have squirreled away a small fortune for themselves and now choose to blow it on their grandson. Am I in the right ballpark, Mom?
Nope, not even close.
I'm high or I'm low?
I'm not telling you.
Mom bomb.
Does your mom normally send you money when you go on vacation?
Sometimes. There are times when she will fund the entire vacation.
Wow.
She's very generous.
Yeah, I'm crazy that way.
My parents want me to have a good time. There's, plus I didn't cost them years of law school and college. So think about all the money that I saved them.
As a matter of fact, neither did your sister.
That's right. She paid for everything herself.
That's right.
Mom bomb.
Yeah. But.
What?
I would have sent you to college. I was happy to do it.
Thank you. I do know that. Thank you very much.
Drew, have you checked in with your mom in the last week since she's been on the show?
I have.
How often?
I would say mom and I have talked once or twice since last week and texted pretty much either every day or every other day.
Oh, wow.
Mom.
Well, I was having dinner with friends, and I mentioned the texting. And turns out it's not unique to us. They do the same.
Mom.
They feel the same about it as I do.
Time to wake up and smell 2016 technology. A text is just as good, if not better, than a phone call.
Well, even Dad texts now.
That's pretty big for Dad to embrace something like that. That is huge.
Did you tell your mom that you're hanging out with a very famous musician when you go to New York?
I haven't told anybody that.
Oh.
Well,
you should tell your mom.
My mom doesn't even know who he is.
How do you know?
Okay. Do you watch The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon?
Maybe. Roots?
Yeah. Mamba.
The guy with the picking there?
Well, that is Questlove, the drummer from the Roots. I have a Twitter friendship with Black Thought, the MC, the lead singer and rapper. And I reached out to him on Twitter, sent him a message saying, yo, we tweet each other. I'm going to be up in the city on 13th through the 16th. Would you like to get together? He sent me a message back giving me his digits and saying, you're paying. I'll come into the city and we'll grab a slice of pizza.
Me and Black Thought. That's cool. And even more important, you're going to be hanging with one of the stars of Boardwalk Empire.
My Uncle Fred, who did a scene for Boardwalk Empire that was cut out of it.
That's right.
Mom.
Are you impressed your mom knows who the Roots are?
Very impressed. How the hell did you know that, Mom?
I know stuff.
Mom.
Did you tell her that you were trying to hang out with Howard Stern while you were there, but he stopped replying to your messages?
Richard Christie from the Howard Stern Show still offered to give me a studio tour. So I'm assuming that it's still on, and he's going to show me around up there to the Sirius Studios. That's all.
I'll see your brother.
Big name. Well, I'll see your brother. Question for you about New York. Should I take your grandson to see the 9/11 memorial?
Yes.
Mom bomb. No bomb sound effect on that one.
You don't want to go?
Be inappropriate. It's one of those things like we're going up there to have fun and eat a lot.
No, you got to go.
Oh.
But like,
Drew,
what?
It isn't depressing.
It's not depressing. What, do they have like a musical act or something?
Yeah, did you ever hear? Never mind.
Thank you.
Singing Telegram when your sister died. Your sister wrote. Never mind.
Mom.
Yeah, the memorial is beautiful, and for its historic value, I think he'd like it.
But Zan are going to be bummed out.
I don't think so.
All right, I'll take him to the 9/11 memorial. I hear there's a really good grilled cheese restaurant nearby.
If you concentrate on the rebuilding rather than the incident that caused it.
I got you.
I think with the money that your mom's sending you, you should go with your son, Black Thought, and Howard Stern and have a great time.
Mom!
But don't forget to have an egg cream at Junior's.
Yes, and cheesecake, and we'll be eating our butts off up there, literally.
Well, isn't that why you go?
Yes, that is actually why we're going. Dim sum, pizza, and sushi, and brunch. That's why we're heading up there. Thank you very much for joining us, Mom. It's always a pleasure to do the 5 o'clock Mom Bomb with you. Tomorrow we'll have Mrs. Kushner on.
I will be listening. Actually.
Well, good. We'll bomb Seth's mom. Thank you. What are you guys having for dinner tonight?
Well, Dad's having a hamburger, and I'm having a patty melt and sweet potato fries and onion rings.
Bomb, bomb! Thank you very much. Love you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Love you, too. Bye, sweetie.
There's your 5 o'clock mom bomb.
I think it's so awesome your mom sends you money.
Thank you.
You don't have any problem taking the cash? No problem.
What, you think I should have qualms on taking mom money from my mom?
I don't know. My mom gives me cash for the holidays. I feel like I shouldn't be taking their money.
Why? What makes you think that? What else do they work for so many years?
Well, I don't think that they have stashed away a bunch of money. I think they're just giving me money because they want to make sure their kids are happy.
Oh, yeah. No, my dad has told me what he's got in the stock market, and he's got some jack saved up.
That's great for you.
I know. So they'll send me money for vacations. They're wonderful people.
I got to get into the Garabo family.
Well, welcome aboard, Bubby.